Hey, time for another Hocha Talk, sponsored by
Jalen Lee, Shiloh Martin, and Todd McDaniel.
We are bringing ourselves to you.
Hey, guys. Good to be back.
Man, welcome I love back. When he says that.
I love it. All right.
Gentlemen, it's been a long time.
It has been a while. This is the longest break from doing a show, but a lot's happened. Everybody's been busy.
I swear to God, if all he wants to talk about is that damn road.
No.
I'm leaving that in.
There's listeners with a gun in their mouth right now. Like if Todd McDaniel says ODOT one time.
I got to say ODOT.
Oh, no. We just lost 7 viewers.
But I won't talk about the road. Very little. I just mention it, and then we'll move on. There's so much other to talk about.
Can we stay away from it as long as possible?
I want to start.
Get it over with?
I want to start it off by saying it blows my mind that Valiant, Oklahoma has a 50-yard wide, 4-lane with a turning lane, and Broken Bow and Poachdown have what we have.
They started on it early.
It's just, you know, it's the way things happen sometimes. Right person asking for the right.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what it's like, really? Of all the towns, like, I mean, props to Valiant. Good job, guys.
Yeah, is it finished?
Yeah. I mean, it's pert near.
Pretty close.
Pert near.
Yeah. Yeah. So all 7 of you guys are traveling, you know, just, just on the best road in the county.
Hauling butt around. Get where they need to be. Your trip across town went from 8 minutes to 6 minutes.
Yeah, for real.
No, good for them.
It's now bikeable, you know.
It's been about 6 months since our last host.
Dang, a half a year.
Yep. We ought to just start making food reviews since then. Yeah.
So we've kept them somewhat entertained.
Got you. Well,
where you want to start, Toe Mac?
Man,
Big
we
toe.
Can just start with, we can start with the basics, I guess. What's kind of went down. We got a new police chief. We've got a new fire chief, Chief Williamson and Chief Gilbert.
Are they pretty settled in?
Yeah, they're working on it. I mean, everything's coming from the ground up, brand new. So they've had to do a lot of things that they've never done before as far as just setting up a department.
Yes.
And I actually
got to interview the fire chief recently on my show and chatted with him about the new truck he got and stuff like that.
Cody?
Come on
the radio?
He did.
On KKBI.
He did.
I listened
to him. Wow. That's not like him to get out there in front of the public.
Well spoken, too.
Yeah, yeah. I always tell him, I'm like, I don't know why you don't want to.
Maybe he'll come and chat with us.
Yeah.
One day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Get him to. But yeah, he's settling in. Police chief's there. They're starting to get their equipment and everything built up. You know, we got trucks now. We got an engine. We got a brush truck. We're looking at getting a rescue boat.
Mm-hmm.
Getting all the stuff we're going to need, hoses, all there. I mean, there's a ton of it.
Boats and hose, that's on the list?
It is.
Cool.
All of it. Police chief got vehicles, you know, that kind of their equipment, their tasers, their pistols, everything they're needing.
Body cams.
Body cams, of course.
Naturally.
Got to protect everyone.
That's right.
And so that's all moving forward. It's slow. I mean, it just is. And of course, every naysayer that I don't think there's very many, but they just tend to be the loudest. You know, they try to nitpick everything, find every flaw. But for the most part, everything's moving exactly like we planned. Looking at purchasing some land, the town is, for our city sewer.
Who are they going to purchase it from?
I don't know. That's still out for debate. There's some land they're looking at. They've got a few different places. The engineers recommended one place just due to its location where the discharge point would be.
Right.
Mm.
Who owns it?
I'm not sure at the moment. I don't know what it's called. I know it's an LLC, but I don't know what the LLC is called.
Okay. Sorry,
shame.
No, it's good. It's fair. I mean, it's not like it's secret. Anyway, but I really don't know the LLC's name, so I'm not lying. Like, it's owned by an LLC, and I don't know its name.
Who filed the LLC?
I don't know. Probably a secretary or something.
Of whose company?
There's a few owners. There's more than one, I'm sure. Most of them LLCs got several owners.
You're good, dude. You're so good. I can tell you're an elected official.
But anyway.
We can cut that out. I'm cutting up too much. Well, we got started on the cut up, and I need to dial it back.
Full disclosure, I mean, I just recuse myself from the deal. I mean, it gets done, and that's where the engineer said it needs to go. They did all the engineering, and that's where it said it needed to go. And so that doesn't mean they're going to do it, though. I mean, they still may not do it, may pick another place. But putting it somewhere else just means we're going to have to pay more because it's got to get to the.
It's
got to
discharge somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. So what in a land purchase for the city? What are you looking at? Like a whole municipal campus? Just looking at sewer right now? A little bit of everything?
Well, I think sewer is the biggest priority, so we need to make that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that just needs to happen because we got to time it with our sewer treatment facility, not necessarily, but the actual infrastructure. We got to time it with ODOT. And then we're talking with the tribe right now, and we're hoping. They have not agreed to anything.
Nor will they.
But we're hoping that maybe they'll let us temporarily attach to them to go ahead and get it functioning. And then as we build our city sewer, you know, it'll take 2 or 3 years at least.
Yeah.
At the fastest.
You know, I think it's cool being in on the front end of a city. But then being involved with the city just in general, you know, I wish that there were more comprehensive plans to go, okay, we're going to start with this, but eventually we want this, which I'm sure you guys are doing. But, you know, I look at other cities and, you know, you drive through and you're like, why did they do that? Like, I know that's brand new. And then that came 5 years later. And why didn't they have the foresight to go, well, let's do all this to, you know.
And we want to avoid that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really spending some money with this group to help us design a comprehensive city plan. And we're having a lot of workshops, you know, taking input. Because we really want to avoid that situation where we look back in 5 years and go, oh, we
should have done this.
We should have done. And I have a personal, as a trustee, just a personal philosophy of I think the town should be buying up as much land as it can. You know, you don't want to do nothing. You got to have so much in surplus cash and all that. I'm not saying screw your budget up to do it. But if the money's there, we should be purchasing as much land as possible. Because it's, well, for one thing, it ain't getting cheaper. It's as cheap as it's going to get. I mean, I think we've kind of hit bottomed out at that market. And, you know,
and as soon as the interest rate drop again, it's going to come right.
Something's going to happen.
It'll start moving again, even for the flow. The gates will open just a little more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm in the belief that the town should be buying up as much land for municipal purposes.
You're going to need parks. You're going to need growth. Everything. I mean, look at what the city of Broken Bow is doing. They have acquired all this land, and then they go, oh, you know, Bucky's, you want to come in? Bucky's is not coming. But Bucky's, you guys want to come in? Cool. Right. We got 5 acres right here. It's perfect for a Bucky's, you know.
So, yeah, I mean, we want to make sure we do it right, or at least put as much effort as we can. I'm not saying we're not going to make any mistakes, but we're trying real hard to avoid anything like that. And, so the comprehensive plan has been getting put together. They're having, like I said, the workshops and all that. Zoning, we've started, you know, we've got most of the, we do have all the town zoned. Now there's some zoning getting changed and things, you know, tweaking it, you know, fine tuning it. People that wanted commercial, you know, that might have got zoned residential, they're coming in and filing their paperwork and it goes to a hearing and, you know, going through the process of getting everything zoned like it needs to be. The trying to think, just our taking care of the city roads. I think that's the biggest accomplishment we've done. I know all the roads aren't fixed. I know that there's still some potholes. Some roads are still in bad shape. But the roads the town has taken over.
Which are?
Oh gosh, I knew I should have brought a list. We just did down 259A. I think is it Chinook and those? Is that down 259A? The damn road. Anyway, just go down a little ways. It was one of the first paved roads in Hochtown back in the day. But we started with the county roads. So whatever county roads, Camp Ranch, Stevens, Shote, all the county roads. Because those were easy to get the necessary legal crap to maintain them.
Then, and nobody important lives down those roads, so there's not a vested interest.
Oh, there's people that live down them, of course. There's everybody that lives down county roads. you can't pick a road where you're not helping somebody.
Somebody.
That's true.
So, you know, and there that discussion was had, like, hey, don't do Stevens Road yet. I live on it.
Yeah.
Let's do some other roads and set a precedent that we're actually fixing.
Please do not do the road that I live on first.
No, that would, I agree with that.
I'm begging you.
And that was an actual conversation that was had. Like, okay, you know, so, and we're not just fixing the roads that the trustees live on. You know, we're fixing all the roads. Our goal is to take and maintain every STR road in Hochtown. Private, you know, all
of them. So how is, like, what's Sugarberry? Is that a private road?
That is a private road, and it is, I believe, on the next. They're doing the private roads in blocks because there's so much legal crap to go through. So they're picking like 10 roads, they're giving it to the attorneys. The attorneys are getting all the.
They've got
to
mail letters, get right of ways.
Yep. And then once all that's done for those 10.
Probably.
they'll pick another 10 and do the same thing. So we're on the second block of roads.
So you have already done the first 10?
No, we haven't done the maintenance yet. We've done the legal part.
Legal, cool.
Yeah, we're still working through the county roads as far as maintenance. Yeah. Now, we have done some patchwork, a little bit of stuff in that nature on those roads. But as far as an actual come in, design, engineer, fix them, we're still on the county roads. So anyway, so that is happening. I know people get on there, my car's tearing, you know, just be, we're working.
Yeah.
We're getting there. I would say this time next summer, we got most of the roads maintained. You know, we may not have them all paved and stuff, but we've got them drivable a lot better than they are now. Like all towns, I think, you know, the new fees and all that come along with everything, people are kind of, you know, not so fond of that. And I'm kind of now of the philosophy that anything that comes across that adds like a significant fee to something, I'm probably going to be against it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm tired of nickel and diamond. Like the margins are so small up there right now. And you just keep nickel and diamond these builders and everybody and these businesses with permits and fees. I'm not saying you don't charge them something. Like, you know, if you want a permit to construct, $50. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Make it a manageable. Mm-hmm. But the last cabin I did was almost $2,000 by the time I got permit and the inspection and all that necessary inspections. And so, you know, I was like, this is kind of – so we're working on that stuff. You know, we talk with those different – that's all done through a third party and all that. So, you know, we have to come in and go, hey, guys, we're not trying to – we're not trying to make it a revenue source.
And how much did that do y'all collect?
None. With the permit, the actual permit is all we collect. And then inspection
fees, obviously,
group.
Pay for the group to do the inspections.
Yes, and so that inspection group, whoever's doing the inspection, they get nearly all of it, basically. Yeah.
Are they pretty good inspectors?
Yeah, but it's still, you know, it's still too high.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, you can get a regular residential inspection's $500, you know what I mean? So, and that's on the builder too. You know, that's on, he has some responsibility as far as do they come out once, twice? You know, you have all your crap together where they can come out one time and do it all in one trip. You know, to me, that's $500. Now, if they have to come back 3 or 4 times, you know, but.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, obviously, there was a little bit of oversight was needed in some of the construction.
Exactly. And that was our main mission, is get some oversight in, and then we can work all this other stuff out.
Absolutely.
And that's been kind of the case with a lot of it, is, you know, let's get something in place, get a skeleton in place, and then we can start tweaking it. City codes and all that. We're still, that's a constant work in progress, going through all the codes and ordinances. And, you know, we've took some away that we've added already. You know, we figured out that's not necessarily.
Like what?
Don't, I can't remember.
Okay.
Let me think. Now you got me on the spot. I'll think of one.
Would it kill you to bring a freaking notepad?
Yes. I didn't even know this was for sure happening today. So.
Spur of the moment.
But yeah, the town is moving forward. We're about to get a zip code. I say about, we're closer.
Yeah.
We got some
people. Can you get your old zip code back?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah.
To be honest. I mean, yeah, we tried, and I think that might have been part of the holdup, was trying to get that old number.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it'd be great, but let's get a zip code.
And isn't that just a testament of how crappy our government is? Because how hard is it to just call the Postmaster General of the United States and say, hey, can you look in our file from 1812? It, you know, should be on your computer by now.
Does anybody have that number? No?
Yeah.
We would like that number, please.
Do a quick control F, type in that number.
Call down to the county. Hey, is this a town? It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. But it's not that. We have to get, like, damn.
I mean, it literally had to go on a bill.
Yes, it had to get put on a bill and ran through the Senate and Congress and pass. Like,
dang.
And people would vote against it. And I'm like, why would you vote against it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what else was in it?
I don't know.
Was there any pork?
I'm sure. I mean, it was one of them big, long bastards.
I mean, we had to, you know.
But why do you got to do that to get a zip code?
That's luckily a bunch of towns got their zip code, but now you can, you know, sacrifice your kids.
Yes.
Public altar, you know.
But anyway, so we're rolling with that. Everything, I mean, some of the things we're working on, we kind of started our public works part. The bike trails, I mean, we've been kind of, we're in the first stages of this bike trail thing. But I think it's something that it's gaining some traction. The players involved are, they're interested. the tribe.
I'm excited for that.
The Forest Service, Weyerhaeuser. You know, we just started the actual phone calls of calling these people and trying to get everybody together. We've had a couple of different companies come down and kind of give us their spiel.
Do you need a local person on a board of sorts to help out with?
Are you offering to help?
No, I'm telling you, I can tell you who you should call. You know Jesse Stanfield, no. Loblolly Chocolates down there by Pressa?
No, but I know Loblolly Chocolates.
The gentleman whose wife owns the, I'm sure they own it together, but Darlin's obviously the true rock star of the show. She started out in a little trailer, and then now she's got a storefront and everything. Great success story. Congratulations to those two. Jesse, the husband, he's a real mountain biker.
Okay.
He would be a great liaison to handle some of that stuff.
That sounds like a great hosting Hochtown, too.
If he would want to, yeah. I'm sure. You know.
Well, and I will recommend that to him. Or maybe if he's interested, go by and just visit with him, see if he'd be even interested. And then, Skip Copeland is kind of heading that thing up.
Oh, what kind of bike does he ride?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't. He has a bike. Shiloh. Yeah, he has a bike. I know what you're
getting. I like
skipping
him. I'm just kidding.
He has a bike. He told me the other day. But he's kind of – well, the thing about Skip is he knows how to network and can get the right people there and find out how to make it happen. And so he's been kind of tasked with kind of running that. And, of course, our city administrator, he's involved in everything.
Oh, yeah.
Adam, he's in the middle of everything. That man burns at both ends. I mean, he stays busy.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's got to – I mean, he's got to stay busy so he doesn't gain any weight or his shirts would get tighter.
Well, my man dresses in a certain way. He likes his clothes to fit good.
Very well.
He's a young, strapping man. You know,
some would say buff.
He's kind of swole.
He's kind of swole.
And I've been trying to get him to come to jiu-jitsu.
Come on now.
He ain't bit the bullet yet.
Okay.
We'll see.
Eventually.
We'll get him there one day.
One day. Yeah. As long as nobody dogs him, he might come back.
The first day, you don't get dogged, especially if Austin's there.
Yeah.
True. He does.
He helps with
do
that.
A good job at protecting new people.
Yeah.
The trial guys,
for sure.
Man, there ain't been many folks show up and not come back here lately. Really, everybody that showed up has stuck around.
Yeah.
We've had a pretty good run of stick-arounders. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
So, yeah, we got 9 million in the bank. So, we got revenue.
Million?
9 million in the bank.
From what?
Collecting taxes.
For how long?
2 years.
Oh, my God.
And that's mainly off the backs of those that are visiting, right?
The lodging tax is, but then it's a sales. Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah. Both taxes. It's a sales and lodging tax. I mean, so that's where
the major revenue. Let me ask you this. What are you projecting? So are we talking 4.5 a year?
That's no, because once everything is, everybody's compliant with the STR, you know, that tax alone should be $5 million probably.
So what's your sales tax amount?
It should be roughly half. They seem to kind of go with each other.
Oh, okay. I mean, the even?
Yeah, like wow. they're within 100,000 of each other, it seems like, wow. every month. And but we just had our biggest month ever, like as far as net money brought in. Mm. Now we spent half of it on shit, but we just had our biggest month ever by like $1,000, I think.
How much was that?
800.
Cuz that's what you used to say, you know, projections were looking at 800 a month.
Yeah, and it was like 840-something thousand. And so that was for basically the June STRs were on that number. So next month I'm kind of expecting a bigger number because then you got all the July's STRs.
Yeah, and July was busy.
In July, we had – July 4th was insane.
It was insane.
I don't know if you were in Hochtown.
Yeah.
But
– couldn't be.
Good Lord.
Couldn't get there.
And that they
if
had
you got
that,
there, you couldn't get back.
The road was so jammed up. 259. People just pulled over on the side of the road.
Watched the fireworks.
Walking back and forth. Yeah. I mean, it was like a side street, and which we need to hope that –
which side
different.
Street would be good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But man, and we had some awesome fireworks shows too. The one at the Landing was awesome. Then they did the one at Mountain Fork, which was, or I think it was Shuckmere Mountain Fork together.
Mm.
And then maybe Mountain Fork did another one a third night. But I mean, there was so many people.
At the Landing one, you could sit in your car, listen to the radio station, and the fireworks and the radio at that time were set together. So
what radio?
We did that.
106.1 FM.
You?
Yeah.
Fireworks. That's awesome.
I heard that those fireworks shows each cost about $15,000.
Dang.
And the town kind of had a tailgate party there at the landing.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they had did the deal, so we was all there, gathered up and stuff, hanging out, and we was like, man, the town should pitch in on this. And the whole, like, all these, having these three different shows was great and all, but let's all get together and just have one badass show. Like,
yeah, just one $45,000 show.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
just
like,
just go unreal yeah. with it.
Well, I think, you know, for a whole weekend, it's cool to have, like,
a few
tonight.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's true.
July 1st is at the brewery. July 2nd's here. July 3rd's here, but July 4th. Is.
Yeah, there's yeah. three or four and, different. And, just look in the sky, you'll
and
see.
Maybe
them.
We partner up with different ones each year, like the town infuses,
yeah,
$10,000 into it or whatever, you know. So the tribe, the landing, we do that one year, and then next year we do it with Mountain Fork.
I think it would be cool absolutely. To bring back a lake one.
Oh, that, ooh, that would be awesome.
Over the
that's
lake?
A good I mean, idea, brother.
I mean,
you're smart.
That was a great
cut
idea.
One, cut one of the, some of the trees on,
get on
the end of Hippie Point
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And just
let it go.
Do that thing.
I agree. That's a good idea. We should work on that. We should bring back Owachita.
Dude, that, I mean, and can the town make that happen?
We can. I mean, we can definitely have influence on it. I don't know if it's something yeah. we can just go do, but we could definitely. I mean, I don't know why the town couldn't just do it and then lease the park if we yeah. had to or something. I
the,
mean, it's
the local media would definitely be behind yeah. supporting it and promoting it.
I mean, I could see that. I think you need to bring, I mean, I don't want to say a carnival or a fair, but you need to bring more activities.
That's a good point. I mean, if you had a carnival
yeah.
style thing going on, if you had, I could see where that, even not have to be in the park, even mm-hmm. if the carnival was in Hochatown, you know, or, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, and then bigger names on concerts.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because Joe Nichols is coming to Hochatown Saloon.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. The Saloon's be bringing them in. So if the Saloon can bring them in, they could assist in some of the names. You know, contacting.
Huh?
Are you saying bigger?
Bigger than Joe Nichols?
Bigger than Joe? I think yeah, of that caliber or better.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think to me the most perfect thing you could do would be to bring Turnpike.
Oh, dude, I know.
I mean, that's the most. I mean, they literally have songs about the area.
No, yeah. I know. And no, I've so many times wanted, I have a friend that's on the Troubadours, and I want to bug him and be like, dude, let's.
Who,
and
you in RC buddies?
Yeah. And not the name drop, but yeah. But anyway, we actually spoke with, you know, of course they got management yeah. group where you don't talk to them about it. But, and at one time we were looking at bringing them to the brewery, but it was, they
80,000?
Quarter of
plus?
A million? 250,000? Not quite. Friend hookup was 175,000.
I bet it's more now.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
at one time it was like 80 grand, which that was probably more than 5 years ago.
I was thinking today.
That was about what it was.
I was thinking today.
For not, you know.
Yeah.
And they just, it was just couldn't. We were just getting opened up and stuff, and it just, the money wasn't there to do it. But I mean,
but if you sold tickets. You know, that's the deal. That's the hardest. Like, for the Owachita, it's free, right? But if you wanted to have a music festival where you sold tickets.
Oh, yeah. And you'd have to get the park. You know, they couldn't just, they'd have to be involved, too. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, they'd need to be part of it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And not
I
just
I wonder if there's
it.
Ever any interest in them, like, actually building a better amphitheater.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I mean, as far as I know, there's only two parks in the state that actually make a profit, and it's one yeah. of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, surely the state recognizes. I know they do now because they've got some land down by the golf course that they're wanting to. They're here looking at it, trying to figure out what they can do to. Well, I know part of the paving, part of that money, we got to do the golf course road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's part of the deal. And that's.
I know when we had the lieutenant governor on the second time. He mentioned something about the golf course.
Yep.
Maybe yeah. putting some lodging down there or something.
They got 40 true. Acres down there, and they're wanting to do something with it. And so right now, if everybody would just get together and work together,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we could knock this thing out of the ballpark. You know, let the state park put in a big, nice amphitheater, bring yeah. music in, get some big bands coming. I mean, that's really the next step. I mean, we've kind of got everything at this level. If we're going to go to the next level, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, God, I hate, you know, but.
Let's blow the roof off.
I mean, if we're
right?
going to do it, let's do it, right. man. I mean, yeah. And I know there's a lot of people that want it to fail. It ain't going away anytime soon.
Right.
Even if it starts failing today, it's going to be a long process. because there's, well, we got traffic numbers for Memorial weekend, and or Memorial and 4th of July weekend. Memorial weekend, 800 more cars came into Hochtown than did the year before. Now, you figure about a third of those are people just driving through.
Where do they drive through to?
Well, going from the north end of the county to the south end. I mean, everybody from Baptiste, Smithfield, people working in town.
But I thought y'all had that. I thought you, that, what was it, Tracer AI?
IP trust.
Well, that's where I got that one third. That's how I figured out that ratio. But we didn't run these numbers through that Tracer AI. I just took that same ratio what it was with Tracer and assuming a third of that's through traffic.
Yeah.
And then 4th of July weekend, it was kind of a, when I first seen the numbers, I was kind of like, oh, damn, that's not good. Because when they give us those numbers, they give us a Monday to Monday total. And then, it's broke down by day, but at the end, there's just a total of average drivers per day. And when I seen the initial drivers per day this year versus last year, we were actually down like 800 drivers. And I was like, oh, what is going on? But then when you get to really looking at the numbers, last year, 4th of July was on a Thursday. This year, it was on a Friday. So last year, you picked up a full day of being full.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Completely full versus this year where it was Friday. We're normally full anyway on a Friday.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but when you look at the single biggest day from that week, we were almost 1,000 vehicles more. It was either 600 or 1,000. I get my Memorial Day and my 4th of July mixed up.
What is the total number? Like, what? How many people do you...
Between 15,000 and 16,000 vehicles come through there.
Vehicles?
Vehicles.
At an average of three people in each?
That's what I'm assuming. Three people per vehicle. So we got
45,000 people.
And then a third of that is gone, like through traffic. So 15,000, take 15,000 off.
So a good 30,000 came visited.
30,000 people. And I want to say we, just a couple of years ago when we kind of started this whole incorporation thing, you know, 20,000 was the number. So, you know, it's still
growing.
It's still coming. You know, they're still growing. It's still happening. Dallas is still growing. I think people have been sitting, chilling, waiting for COVID, not just the market correction.
Yeah.
And then when rates drop, I think you'll see some people starting to invest.
I think the rate scare of 2022 or whatever year that was, 23. What year was that?
Probably 23 now.
23, yeah. So that big rate scared off a lot of investors, but.
Yeah, I knew a guy that had some investment company going to give him like $10 or $20 million to do like some crazy project.
And they backed out because of it.
They're going to come back.
They'll be back.
I think so.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen that cabin that's the number one?
The tree, treehouse?
Treetopia or whatever.
Treetopia.
Man, it's sweet.
Is it?
Yeah. So I didn't get to do work on that one, but I got to do it. So they also are the ones that built the penthouse, which is the one with the bowling alley in the bottom.
Yeah.
And we spray foamed it.
Nice.
It's the one on Tingley Hill you can see that's huge.
That's cool.
It's insane.
That's not Treetopia on Tingley Hill?
It is, and then they have penthouse up the road, but it's the same people. It's the Slide Away Hideaway people.
I should have never sold my house up on Tingley Hill. When I first graduated college and moved here, I bought a house up there for $65,000.
Dang.
That and 4 acres.
No way.
That's
crazy. The house was a shack. I mean,
Tingley Hill was actually not a very great
neighborhood. They tried to build a Greek restaurant up there like 40 years ago, and it just, I don't know what the story behind it. I know they got it kind of built, and then it just stopped.
And that's the house you lived in?
No, that was before you got to my house. My house, I think his name was Tommy Nix, lived there forever, and it was kind of just a piecemealed house. Like, he built this room, and then a couple years later, he built this room, and it was just kind of patched together. And I think he just sat up there and killed deer, man, because there's deer antlers
everywhere,
deer feeders. I mean, you could just sit in there and slay them if you wanted to. But and then I sold it right when I first got married the first time, was having a baby. I sold it, and that was it. I always said I was going to buy it back one day, but I don't think I can afford it now.
Not now.
It's done went too much. But the mansions up there only increased the property value, was my point.
Yeah.
The big giant mansions up there.
But
buildings basically come to a halt for all intents and purposes. I mean, there's still some construction, but I mean, it's like a tenth of what it was.
Yeah, used to. You, a weekday, all you heard was framing nailers.
Right.
Pop, 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 pop.
Yep.
You don't. That's true. I like that sound of that music, man. Something's getting done when that's playing.
I heard that DeWalt speakers have actually declined in sales.
Oh, I believe it.
Just due to Hoxha Towns.
I figure all the lumber yards are just like, because I mean, like I said, building is basically screeching halt. I've gotten a few requests for bids in the last week, which is more than I've gotten in the last
year.
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was really considering, like, man, if something don't happen, I've got to figure something out here. Yeah.
Got to get a real job.
And so hopefully I'll put in some bids. And I can't just half-ass it. I can't, like, send them a text. I think it's got to, you know, you got to be – it's a buyer's market now. Absolutely. I mean, so I'm going to have to make it all professional with a schedule. And
which is good for the economy, a buyer's market to come around after a seller's market's dream.
All right.
So long. I'm and mad. It'll come back around, too, though. It will.
It will. It'll eventually get there.
Swing back around.
The bike trails, that's we're trying to kick that off. Let me tell you about the bike trails.
Is any of this?
When I say bike trails, I'm referring to, like, okay, they're like going to be like almost like ski slopes.
Yeah.
There's a central collecting point on top of the mountain, mm-hmm. which, you know, I don't know exactly what that consists of.
How do you get up there?
Probably
gondola. Gondola.
That would be nice.
Let's go. Gondola.
I would vote gondola, yeah. But it'll probably be like a shuttle bus or something.
That's stupid.
And a trailer.
Well, have you seen the bike gondolas where it doesn't actually pick you up? It's like a rope. It hooks to your deals and it kind of drags you up.
Okay, I see.
Those are cool. Little cheaper cable system.
Yeah.
But you'd start on top, and then there would be like trails rated like to your skill level going down. And then once you get down.
Double black diamond.
Hopefully, East Government Mountain. Do y'all know where that is? Right there, you can see the lake. Like, go across from the brewery and stuff. Go across the highway into the Forest Service right there.
On that dirt road right across from the brewery? Yep. I didn't know if that was a public road or not.
It's Forest Service Road. Yeah. And you can go in there, and you get up on Government Mountain, and there's a kind of a big open flat spot up on top. You can see the lake. That right there would be a perfect spot for a central gathering. And then from there, you take five or so different trails off the mountain into Hoxha Town. Because you're only like 2 miles away as the crow flies through there from Hoxha Town. And then once you get into Hoxha Town, your destination is a spot that has a pump track, a skate park. And when I say pump track, that's basically a bicycle track with the ramps and all that in it.
Yeah.
And you really don't even have to pedal on those things if you're doing them right. Mm-hmm. You don't, the gravity and all that. But anyway.
It's working against me.
So.
Or for you in this case.
So it would, and that's the idea. That's kind of the big picture of what we want to do. And in that central location, there would be some commercial businesses, you know, a gathering spot, a place to bring people in. Mm-hmm. And then we would build these tracks to a certain standard to where they could have events there. And like Red Bull and those kind of things, they have these big, huge mountain bike rallies and stuff. And if we can get some big name like that in, then I think that opens up more investors, people coming in.
100% to do it. You know? Yeah, bigger names, bigger dollars.
Yeah, and so that's kind of the end game vision of that whole bike trail. And plus, if you have any, if you know anything about mountain biking, you know what Western Arkansas is doing.
Yes.
They're spending millions of dollars.
Well, who's spending it?
Walton.
The Waltons.
They got Walmart. That's why I'm like, where you at, Loves? Yeah. Sonic?
Loves. Sonic.
Loves is a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So anybody, you know, you throw a few million at it and.
So will there be a Walmart in Hoxha Town?
I don't think so. I think the way they do those is they're based on population, and I just don't think the population will ever get to the number. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine them coming in and going. Now they might put one in Broken Bow. They might redo
Super
this
Center.
One or something.
Yeah.
Super Center. I can see that.
Yeah. And at some point, I hope we do have a bypass around Hoxha Town, and I kind of envision that bypass as being a place where those type of stores would locate to.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, you know, you got, I would say, two real busy days every week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just don't know if the numbers are there for like a Walmart to come in up there. But anything's possible. So anyway, town is up and running. We're good. Numbers look like everything's still growing. You know, like I said, buildings come to a stop, but I think that'll pick back up once the interest rates go down. And a lot of the bigger investment firms, groups, whatever you want to call them, we're looking at Hoxha Town to do something during all this. Yeah. But when they would look at it and they're like, you got no police force, you got no fire department, eh, we'll pass because it just, you know, yeah. it's a liability.
Yeah.
Now that stuff's in place, I think you'll see more and more of those bigger investment type firms coming in and doing it. And Chris Williamson, our chief, police chief, and then you got Cody, our fire chief. We hired got a new treasurer, Julie Arrieta. She's our new city treasurer. City judge, Charles Ward, who was our treasurer, is now our city judge. Chris Chandler is the city prosecutor. And then we brought on Skip Copeland, so he's helping us do a bunch of things. And anyway, we've got engineering firms hired everywhere, and it's a regular running city now. Looking probably here pretty quick, hire a city works director at some point here in the near future. So, we're off and running. We don't have any deputies hired yet, and we don't have any firemen hired yet. I think a couple may have accepted offers. And then a few stayed where they was at.
Which was at Broken Bow. Yes. It was awkward because obviously Cody and I are friends, but, you know,
they came competition in and offered them
breeds.
More money.
Yeah, I mean, it's what it is.
Which made me think we probably need to maybe pay a little better if we're going to get some people up there. We voted yesterday to hire 4 part-time firemen.
Yeah.
So, you know, any full-time firemen wanted to pick up some stuff on their days off, you know.
And that's super beneficial. You know, we have part-time guys. I started as a part-time guy.
They're great gap fillers.
Yeah. Cody started as a part-time guy at Broken Bow.
Nice.
And, you know, ended up being our assistant chief, now the chief of Ochetown. Great for filling those gaps and those needs, and especially useful for it to be a local person that you can call with 15 minutes notice, hey, man, can you come work today?
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
We're all finally kind of figuring it out, too, as far as, you know, the whole Broken Bow versus Ochetown and all that jazz. Like, if we all work together, we can maximize this. If we sit around and fight with each other, this is why we're 8 years behind where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And to you people who think you're so smart and you get on Facebook and you go, well, them dummies should have done all this before. We tried.
Have you not been listening to
the podcast? We tried.
Yeah.
If you're interested in the whole Ochetown, you want to participate, there are tons of workshops that they put on as far as the comprehensive plan, community, you know, events and things like that. So just go up there and get involved and be a part, you know. It's right now, it's all relatively small committee, so a single voice can make a difference. You're not screaming at a jillion people.
Right.
I think our best days are ahead of us. I'm looking forward to just the next couple of years, you know, getting the new road in, getting everything, just getting all the work done, and then we can start working on a lot of these little peripheral things that need to be done as far as creating events to bring people in and, you know.
Speaking of the road, do we feel like the road's going to be a quicker than normal undertaking because of all the eyes on it?
I think
no.
So.
You don't think so?
I think so, because they got pressure. I mean, I think there's people, like you said, there's so many eyes going to be looking at it that I think they're going to, I'm not saying it's going to be fast by no means, but
it's construction.
I think when they're sitting there going, should we work? Yeah, we should work.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Dude, y'all see those videos in Asian countries where they like build an overpass in 24
days.
Hours
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
I wonder if those are safe.
Gotta be. How, When is the main road kickoff going to start? Have we decided? I mean, I heard the other day they were taking input again.
No, there's no input. They actually, on our agenda yesterday, was to sunset these the little meetings they were having. They're for like the last 8 months. Every time we had our regular meeting, they were there from 12 or 10 to 12 for people to come by and gather input. But they're...
They weren't taking the input?
Well, yeah, there's just people weren't coming by.
Right.
And so now we're at the point now where all input has been gathered. I just want them to give us a final plan. Show us what this is going to look like.
Exactly. Yeah.
They fall short. They'll show you some pictures, but then they always end it with, this is not exactly what you're going to get. This is just, you know, some ideas. I'm like, well, when you get it nailed down and we know exactly what we're getting.
That's what we want to see.
Then let's see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hope that once that's presented, there's some kind of, then they listen to us one more time. You know,
yeah.
And let's make sure we get this right. Let's, you know, we might need to tweak it a little bit. I got a feeling that they're going to come in and go, this is it. Tough shit. You know.
Take it or leave it. Yeah. Take it and like it.
Yeah, take it and like it.
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, I think they're really putting in effort to do it right, though. I think that's good. They got so many eyes and so many people looking at them that they don't want to.
They don't want to take an L on it for sure.
Yeah. So I think it's going to get done about as probably as good a road as whatever gotten done in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You know, not to say there won't be mistakes and errors made, but, you know, that's with everything, anything. So, yeah, I'm excited, looking forward to it. I don't know if I've been on here since we got a new mayor. Have we done a show since Chad was named
January mayor? Was our last Hutch Talk.
Okay, that's when he got named mayor.
Chad's the mayor.
Chad Sargent's our new mayor. The trustees are all still the same as they were previous. Me, Brenda, Howard, Chad, and Diane. But Diane stepped down as mayor, and we kind of just thought it would be a good idea to kind of rotate that position.
I like that.
And so now Chad's up there. He definitely has a different style than Diane as far as the way we run meetings and stuff. But it's.
I think it's cool to see everybody's different style and way they do things.
Oh, yeah. The change is needed. I mean, it's a heavy burden on the mayor because they're catching all the criticism. You know, even though they're not really making any decisions themselves, they're catching the heat.
Exactly.
And it's always good for a change up. You know, those two, the way they go about their political business is too. They're very different in the way they do it, their approach. And so, you know, Chad's was any time you do something for very long, a nice little change up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
It's good. So anyway, there's some new businesses starting to kind of spring up here and there, you know. But if you're familiar with Hochtown, you know that there's always new businesses popping up. Change is kind of part of the scene too.
True.
I think the sky's the limit, and now's the time. If you're going to invest, I think now is the time. I think property values and stuff are about to start climbing, and you'll be kicking yourself here in a few years when you go, man, I could have bought in for this amount.
Right. And as a visitor, keep coming. We appreciate seeing you.
Yep.
Is that it? That cover it, Shiloh? And that's another Hoach Talk. Hey, peace.